You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
We was just big backing yesterday.
Where at?
Our homegirl Jenna had this Boss Lady Retreat coffee and tea shindig, and men was included too.
You said that men weren't included?
No, men were included.
Oh, were. Okay, got it.
Yes, and the food was real. They had these brownies. It's called, what is it called?
Fairy Tale Brownie.
Fairy Tale Brownie Company. Girl, did you make it to the cream cheese blondie?
Girl, no. I had three yesterday. I was like, I need to relax. I had the raspberry white chocolate blondie. Mm-hmm. I had the cream cheese brownie.
The cream cheese brownie went hard.
And then I had the caramel brownie. Fire.
Yes. Yes. These are solid brownies.
I'm about to double back to her house and see if she got any leftovers. And swing that my way.
Okay. For context, y'all need to, Lou left, like everyone was given a very generous gift bag, but Lou managed to have a gift box. Like she got like a solid Amazon 6x6 box full of stuff talking about she's going to double back today.
It was hilarious.
Hey, my homegirl said, everybody took what they wanted. Take what you want.
Yeah. I mean, I took like three flower arrangements.
So. You took, first of all, to here, I'm leaving, right? I got my little boxy box. I'm out. I'm about to take it to the car because I'm going to stick back because I'm a real one. We stayed to help clean up with the homies, like, because it was just messed up. So I was like, I'm going to help you clean up, right? I took my stuff to the car. I'm about to go to the car. I see Jasmine walking around with bouquets of flowers. In the vases, in the boxes, whatever they were, she had three of them joints. I was like, yo, where'd you get the flowers? She's like, girl, you could just walk around and take them. You could just take them. I was like, I don't think you could just take them. Like,
yeah, they look beautiful. What'd you do with the flowers? Did you re-gift them?
No, I mean, I just got them all over my home. You know, I read somewhere that Mariah Carey likes three dozen white long-stem roses before a show. And so I just think if it's good enough for Mariah Carey, eventually I'll be there. So oh, I like girl. To create a Mariah Carey-like environment for myself. So
I made three whole bouquets in my house with those flowers. I did three different arrangements. I bought the hydrangeas, the whatever the lilies was, and the roses. We took the roses too, girl.
Yes. Y'all were talking about something real serious, and then here I come like, did you get any hydrangeas? Anybody want some hydrangeas?
Hydrangeas.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's a hydrangea?
A hydrangea is like...
They're talking flowers right now.
Oh, y'all need to talk about flowers? Oh, let's switch it up.
If I wasn't trapped in my bedroom, I would go
hydrangeas. Pat, when did you officially get back again, Pat? You've been gone for about a month.
Technically, Saturday morning.
Okay.
Like at 1 a.m.
Damn, what? You kicked for the birthday, didn't you?
Jet lag been whooping me. I've been sleeping all day. I've been up since, I was up from like 12 to 7 a.m. today. Just,
where'd you go?
I went to Greece. What was first? Greece was first, and then Italy.
Ooh, how'd you like Italy? Did you like it?
Italy was fire. The food is really good there. And Rome is cool. It's just a lot to do. Yeah. But it was dope. I got to see like the Colosseum, Vatican.
How much time would you suggest to do Rome and Italy?
All right. Great question. So I wouldn't spend less than 3 days in each.
Okay.
Because Rome, Lou, you're into like Rome. I was going to say lore, like history.
Yeah. Okay.
So I made the mistake of, I did like the Colosseum and the Vatican in the same day, dead afterwards, completely dead. So it's like, you kind of have to space it out, but there's a lot of stuff to see.
Because I went to Italy when I was like 17, 16, but I don't really remember it. And like, really?
What part?
Milan, because I went for basketball and I was just focused on basketball. I was like,
let's just dunking play on Italians.
Huh?
With Tim's on.
He was dunking on Italians.
I was Euro stepping a lot. Like,
That's just called the step out there.
I was high stepping.
Where were you in Greece?
I started in a place called Porto Rafti, which I later found out was like where the hillbillies be. But it was like, it was Grecian nice though. It was like it was kind of sus, but it was fun because it was like a port city. And then I went to Athens for like a day. Then it was Santorini and then Mykonos.
You ate Santorini.
Did you go to each one of these places and spend the night there, or were you going there and then traveling back to hillbilly land?
Oh no! It was like an itinerary. So I go with this place called Top Shelf Getaways. It's like a travel group.
Oh, you went with Top Shelf?
Oh yeah, you know them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Patrick
dope. Got some money.
Lulu sounded like she robbed one of the niggas that owned it before.
Oh, Top Shelf, bet that.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. They be keeping mad money on them, dummy.
That nigga owed me a few. That's cool.
Nigga,
oh, y'all went to Greece?
All right. Lulu just tied a Tim to her face and he just had one eye out. It was just a poo covering her face when she robbed him.
He'll never know it's me.
Lou, you been working out or something?
Yeah, why?
You look like you've been working out. You over
thanks,
here.
Thanks,
she got
God.
That power stroke with that swing.
Power stroke, hell yeah.
No, but ain't no that. Pause with you. You can fuck or be fucked, Lou. You know you. Lou will switch hitter. She can turn it on, turn it off. She don't matter.
Hey, no, don't spread that rumor. No.
The rumor you be power stroking.
I am a lady. Okay, I am a lady.
It's a dude with a torn up shirt. Leave your bedroom like.
Luby
who gave me the power stroke?
Luby smashing like dudes. Pat Luby having a tea.
Lou, you be picking him up. You be like, you be holding ankles up.
I never hold no man's ankles. If I gotta hold his ankles, party over.
They be like, they be squirting.
We'll be leaving him like this in a pile of just a puddle, like,
and just throw the towel at him. Get your ass out of here, nigga.
I can't come into work today.
I am such a lover.
Why are you walking crazy, man? That goddamn Lulu. Have y'all seen the new Beetlejuice?
I'm a lover. I'm a lady. I'm soft. I'm gentle.
Whatever. Lou got 1,000. So what are we texts in her phone from niggas?
She's like, about 800.
So what are we? What are we doing? Are we doing this for a minute?
After you devastate them with the power stroke. So,
I just had somebody text me, you don't take any initiative to see how I'm doing.
See? That's what the power stroke be doing.
Why not take initiative?
I don't feel like you courting me. Like, what?
There's a nigga outside her window right now with a boombox playing DMX. X go give it to you. He go give it to you. Lulu, please answer.
I'm just imagining some acoustic version of like, stop, drop. Down, open up shop.
They throwing Metro tokens at her window. Please, I ain't been the same.
It's just one teardrop falling down their face.
It was Brenda Leticia, bro.
Did you wear a nice yellow dress and take pictures in Greece? Get your bad bitch on. Did you let your locks down?
We saw hella people, like the girls who rent the long dresses, and there'd be just like a girl in the back float. It'd be like all flowy.
How much did it cost?
Wait, like
you?
somebody shakes it for them? Like,
yeah, because you know it ain't that windy, so you gotta have like somebody. A little short person in the back, like,
hey, give it 3 days, Lulu. Pat gonna be posting pictures in the swimsuit talking about mentally I'm here. My beach is better.
Take me back.
Hashtag take me back.
I'm glad you had your eat, pray, love moment. I'm really happy for you.
Eat, pray, love.
Mentally I'm here.
Niggas get roasted for anything. This man just went on a trip to a different country, and we found a way to roast him.
He got his bad bitch on.
Listen, I think he do better than to wear a thong bikini to Mickey Nose. What are you doing?
I didn't get roasted out there, so this is nice.
he tried to cut his hair before he went, so niggas wouldn't know it was him. It was like, nigga, we know your body.
Listen.
Everybody still thinks I'm bald. I posted multiple updates and they're just like, yeah, show us the hair. I'm like, this is live right now.
I'm waiting for the picture when you're coming up out the water with your dress shaking. That shit.
Yeah, I got a haircut. Oh,
okay. Well, listen, man, this is about as good spot as any.
Frozen like this.
Right into today's first topic. Before we do, got to give a shout out to our special guest, a very funny, very talented, amazing writer, very amazing comedian, Miss Vanessa Gredick. And we also have the stunning, fantabulous Jasmine Ellis, comedian, writer, actor as well. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Patrick Cloud and Lulu Gonzalez. As soon as she jumps back on, she hadn't paid her electric bill. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather give up all technology versus give up all human interaction?
Technology. Because I need to fuck.
Show your shot glass and then say that again. Because I need to fuck.
Listen. The thing, I always overthink everything because I'm like, my knee-jerk reaction is technology because I love my family and my friends and my partner. But if you give up technology, I'd be giving up my career. You cannot be a comedian without access to technology. Then again,
I mean, you could have your team promote for you if you got a team. You know, they post about your shows and stuff like that.
How do
But you can't talk to them other than in person. You can't use a cell phone. You can't email me. You got to give up all that technology.
How do you? Yeah, like I'm in my fours, so I remember when it was no technology for real, for real. Like we had the phones, but we had to go to people's houses or whatever.
Man, remember sitting at the dinner table waiting for your food to come and ain't no phone? Like, it's either snake or a conversation. Like, it's so crazy
back how in it the is cereal now. Box.
Yeah, like having to go outside, we couldn't come back until the street lights came on.
Not if you wanted to go back inside again, because you ain't gonna be running in and out this house.
Messing up all my good AC.
Sometimes I wish I didn't have technology, because I used to be on time before technology. Because it was like, if I couldn't text you to say I'm running late, I would try my best to be on time, because I'd be scared you'd leave without me, or you'd think I'd stood you up. Like, remember before you could text people, you just had to be there. Or it would hurt your relationships. You know what? I'm gonna say no tech. I kind of miss those days.
You have to, because I mean, a show is human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
Would you rather give up all technology versus all human interaction? Now Vanessa said technology because she needs to fuck.
She said, I need to fuck. And it's just like that.
It was cute. Bring me the dick.
Well, you know, you got technology for that. You know what I mean? Little machines.
It is not the same.
I feel ashamed now, after I play with my phone. I don't got a lot of human interaction right now.
Have y'all used a Rose?
I was about to say, so the Rose is one, though.
I just threw mine away because I feel like I'm going to turn into Spider Woman. And all this radiation that is going through my body.
Why do you think there's radiation in it?
I don't know. Something wrong with a battery. Like, the battery be like, it be hot after a while. Like, I don't know.
You using it till it get hot? Lulu's running the steaming.
There's smoke coming out of her.
She got smoke. She's fucking fanning the fucking smoke detector.
Damn, locked up and smoke.
Can't stop Rose.
If a Rose can't do it, a nigga don't stand a chance.
Nah, it'd be the quickness of it all. It don't even be the power of it. It's the quickness. It's multiple uses during the day. It's exhausting.
Damn. So it's that good?
Yeah, man.
So why can't you replace that? Like, you could replace like real dick with that if it's that good.
I mean, you can go unplugged.
It's different. First of all,
the Rose would be not replacing that with dick. It would replace him with somebody that can speak Spanish three times faster than a fast Spanish speaker. Like, that's what the Rose is. The Rose is a suck and blow. So the dick ain't gonna work for that.
Oh,
I keep being told that I need to get one, but I...
Girl, don't do
you
it.
You do.
Don't
why
do
you
it.
Keep, why you
it
keep...
It will ruin your fucking life. Don't do it.
Do it. Do it with some self-control.
I'll be like, I got enough time.
We're two different. We're the angel and the devil on her shoulder right now. I'm like, get it.
I got enough time. It's crazy. You at the airport? I got enough time. My flight's no board for 2 minutes. I'm good.
Do y'all pack out roses when y'all travel?
Hell no.
No, I'm too scared.
Too many people recognize me already at the airport. I don't need no mishaps. Because you can't put no batteries, you know? No batteries, no anything.
Oh, you don't want TSA to pull it out? Like, oh.
I don't want TSA playing me.
This feels hot, Lulu.
I had enough time.
Hey, the Rose, they opened up her bag. The Rose got a safety note. Like, help me. She won't stop.
So if you're taking Rose in the bathroom, does it count as mile high?
Nah, mile high has involved people.
It has to be two people.
Has to be people.
I mean,
at least two people.
If you name the Rose, it's kind of like a person.
Nah,
if you give it a name.
Yeah, I don't give it a name because I make
her name is Rose.
No,
that's a girl's name.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm not calling that bitch Rose.
Can I call you Rose?
That's what he was talking about.
I'm gonna have to invest just to see.
Listen, it's a great investment, but it's too accessible. Like with dick, like you have to be like, damn, you make time, you available, you know what I'm saying? You don't have it at your disposal. That shit at the disposal, man.
Like that shit sound like a concealed weapon. Like it's just too easy to get your hands on.
You're gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna call you back, girl. I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back.
But yeah, I like all the other call. Stuff too. So I don't think I'm not gonna say that I won't. I'm gonna try to see. But
then you need a rabbit, because a rabbit has like it's got
the I mean the other stuff, like the kissing and the touching and that's what I mean by the other stuff.
They're gonna have an app for that in like 2 years.
You can get it on Amazon now. During the pandemic, they had these
what an app for male torsos. Kiss you real quick.
A nigga app.
Hey man, that'd be if you just list how, if you clean or not, that'd be low-key lit. Like, man, I didn't kiss nobody in a minute. Like,
isn't that what a Grindr is for the gays?
No, but that's, those are real people.
They doing more kissing.
That's what Tinder is for the streets.
They already got like AI robots walking around people's houses doing stuff. It's only a matter before people start fucking them.
Well, that was a Black Mirror episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one?
It was the wife, her husband had died, and then they uploaded like his cloud into this robot body that had like the skin and almost lifelike.
And intimate. Mm-hmm. And he probably smashed better than the real husband.
He's about a nigga that can keep the rhythm.
I mean, yeah, as long as he's fully charged.
He died in the middle of the Nero, please charge.
Oh, are you about to come? No.
What if he got a surge in the middle and now you gonna have electrocuted your vagina?
Listen, Lulu, you just heard her say she be using the rose so it get hot. She's good with that. She ain't worried.
Oh, but that's why I'm scared. I'm gonna turn. I'm at like mutant powers and shit. I don't want to deal with that, man. I like threw my shit. Like I was so disgruntled, I just threw that shit in the trash. Like never again.
This sounds like an X-Men origin story I have to watch. Like I'm just like,
it starts to that be would be dope. My rose in the trash, and then it's like.
But what would your superpower do you get from overusing the rose?
I can vibrate really fast.
The vibrator.
You'll be like, I can't save nobody, but I'm here with this.
She's on the roof of a building in New York for no reason. She can't even save nobody. She's just vibrating up there.
For the Flash, he can vibrate really fast that he can like phase through like materials and shit. I gotta vibrate some type of speed.
Maybe like a supersonic orgasm scream that like makes everybody deaf at once.
And then she don't want to do nothing afterwards.
So I make you come and then you die.
That's
we're reporting here live. 20 bank robbers just came to death. And Lulu is still at large.
Are you a praying mantis? Everybody have you smashed?
Listen, that's a good way to die. That's probably the biggest nut you ever get if you go die afterwards.
Look, they were trying to rob the bank, and the best way I knew to do that was to vibrate them to come to death.
The villains are like, yes, Lulu's here.
It ain't even nothing in the bag. They just got a cloth sack with a dollar sign on it. Where's Lulu?
They're in there like this with their fingers.
We didn't even want the money. We were just waiting for Lulu.
See a nigga with a gun go.
Bank teller's like, all right, you have the money. Why aren't you leaving? And they're just like, hang on, just wait a second.
She don't move fast, but she vibrate a lot.
Everybody stay on the floor, okay? Don't ask no fucking questions.
They wait for this bitch for 45 minutes because she can't walk. She just shaking.
You don't have like a getaway car? Nope. One-way ticket.
Oh, my way ticket is crazy.
I'm trying to die.
The uptick in suicides in this county.
That would be dope. You could be like the Dr. Kevorkian, and like when people have cancer and shit, they just call up Lulu, like, if I gotta go.
Sexy Kevorkian.
I'm here saving lives, Vanessa. Huh? I'm saving lives.
Taking them.
Same shit. Snatching soul. I could be the soul snatcher.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard.
Double S on my chest.
That's what Jasmine was just telling us about the new Beetlejuice, one of the characters in there.
Mm-hmm. It just leaves like a skin of the person just like in a pile on the ground.
You know what I loved about the new Beetlejuice is it's just as, like, they didn't go CGI and go crazy technical with it. It still has the same nostalgic bullshit special effects.
Yeah, it's Beetlejuice 2.
As far as sequels go, I actually really enjoyed it. There's a lot of bad sequels. Really? This one was fun.
I heard it was a lot of crazy plots in it, within it, subplots and subplots that just made it feel like it was all over the place.
It was all over the place, but the nostalgia made me still really enjoy it.
Is that what saved it, though? Because of the nostalgia that you liked it, or was it really genuinely a good movie?
I thought it was genuinely good, because I'm not super attached to Beetlejuice. Uh-huh. Two good stories. The only thing is, it did feel like two stories happening at once. Like, but
Patrick's falling asleep, so hurry up.
I like an A-plot.
And neither got it.
Wrap up your little Beetlejuice story, he said. Wrap it up,
let's get back to Snow Snatcher. It up. Get back to the adventures of the Snow Snatcher.
Wrap it up, B.
No, you got to watch it because I want to know what you think.
And they call her a soul sucker. I'm going to watch it.
She's a soul sucker?
Soul sucker. That's what they say in this PG-13 movie.
Yeah, she's a succubus.
Fire.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Y'all going with human interaction or technology? Which one are you giving up?
Technology.
Technology. Technology. Hands down.
Damn. Technology.
Matter of fact, fuck this watch. No, I'm playing. I don't want to break it. Damn.
I would have to get a job.
I give up technology. All right. We're going to jump into this next topic. Right after this. Wait, Lou, did you say technology or human interaction?
I said, you got to give up one?
Yeah.
Technology.
Okay, unanimous with
it. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right. Yeah, I already threw the rolls away. She don't need nothing. Did.
I'm trying to focus and be a better human, you know? I don't think God going to send me my husband if I keep buzzing down here, you know?
You think that's what's stopping it?
Yeah, because he like, you're not serious.
Ain't shit.
You're not serious.
I don't think he just like, oh, here she go again. Yes, she say she ready for a man.
That's what I'm saying. He like, oh, you say you ready, but then you go right to the rose. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know how to wait and be patient.
Rose is for a queen until she finds her king. That's what God said.
He said what?
Let me go.
Rose is for a queen until she finds her king. That's what God said. That's John 3:16. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather have all your secrets exposed versus start a new life?
Secrets exposed.
Secrets exposed.
Have all your secrets, like, I'm not just talking about like the ones on your phone. I'm talking about everything that you've done, things that you're embarrassed by, things that you're ashamed of, regrets. All have everything put out to the masses. Versus like fake your death and start a new life.
No, that's too much work. Yeah,
so here's my question. If I restart my life, can I restart my life but go get like my riders to come with me in my new life?
Your what?
Like my riders, like my people.
That's not a restart.
Fuck it. Get all these secrets. My shirt say
RIDER or WRITER?
RI.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I thought you meant WRI.
Yeah. So you just met your friends.
Like my people. Like
that's not starting a new life.
Yes, that's
even if you can take people with you into witness protection.
Nah, you got to start your friends and your shot glass collection over.
Yo, there's a company. There's a company in Japan. You could pay them between two and I think they said like $26,000, depending on how difficult the process is.
Oh, yeah.
They will find everything on the internet, wipe you clean of the internet, and you can start a new life. But you can't contact any of your old family, friends, coworkers, anything. Like, but they scrub every existence of you off.
Do I get money?
No, it's just like
you pay them. Come to
store, it's
oh,
like
no, I'm good.
It's a service.
It's a service.
It's for people who are like in debt or shamed, stuff like that.
I've See, seen, we're I've, the I've wrong group for this because it's like we're all comedians, which means on some level we have enough arrogance about ourselves that we're like, the world needs me as is. You can't get rid of me,
bro. Take all these secrets. I was single too long. I can't start over.
We're all gonna say give our secrets because we like us.
Yeah, for real. I don't want to start over. Oh. I got an arcade.
What if you could pick where you started over? It just can't be the same country. So you could pick like Greece.
No, I'm just gonna put these lights up.
That's why. Put these lights up again. I would, but these LEDs took 2 hours.
It took 2 days. I did the whole room. Nah, man.
You did it by yourself?
Yes. Me and the rose. We took breaks.
How long did the shot glass collection take to get together?
To put up or to?
Nah, just to collect.
I've been doing this for like 10 years at least.
You can't start that over.
Longer, fuck these shot. Listen, it took me 40 some years to not be single, so fuck that. I can't start over. We're not going through that again because it's not like you get a new age. I'll be 80 by the time I find another nigga. That's stupid. I'm not doing it.
You was trying at 10 years old though.
I may or may not have been fucking since I was 12. So just,
oh,
let me live my best life.
Let me ask y'all this.
Assume it was another 12 year old.
If
you made it out on the other side, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's like you don't need no rose. You got a man.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You hustling backwards, y'all.
That don't mean
shit.
That
a rose and a man.
Got roses or with someone.
But we travel.
I got a rose and a man.
Thank you.
Sometimes I use the rose with the man.
It's
real.
Jasmine, you tag team it?
Yeah. There's
no way.
Look, because like, you know, listen.
Yes.
How is this becoming my life right now?
And now you in a cheese grater.
See
how shit happens.
It is not. Because one, first of all, we're all comedians, so we be on the road. So sometimes you can't get to your person, and I can't hold no more because I got a person. So
exactly.
Then there's the rose. Or you and him can have times with toys together.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you was including the rose. That's pretty gangster.
Wait, you talking about doing sex, or you talking about like she owns one and she has a husband?
No, during sex.
No, she said both at the same time.
Yeah, with her husband.
So fun fact, my husband used to do stand-up. And when we were still dating, he had this joke about my sex toys. And it's one of my favorite jokes he ever wrote. He's like, I look at her vibrator the way a gristled police captain looks at a rookie cop. I'm like, I don't like your methods, but you get results.
Damn.
He got on stage at the Arlington Improv and told everybody my business. And it's been
fine. All your secrets?
But you get results?
Yeah, we dabble. I mean, I'm never going to be in a gangbang, but he can help.
That's the alternative is gangbang.
You gotta finish that sentence.
Never gonna be in a gangbang, but we can use tools to create. Oh my god. This is why I don't drink during the day. Oh god.
I didn't know gangbangs were on the table. I gotta be honest.
Didn't even know was the option.
Going from your husband and a toy to four people.
But think about it. My husband has two hands, one penis, one mouth, and then he adds in two extra toys. Now we're working like it's three, four people in there. You know what I mean? Like yeah. it's the sensation. Like, you know, he's, you know what I mean? You can only be one place at a time. So
Lulu, it don't sound like Jasmine needs you to die from coming. She's just gonna have enough apparatuses attached to her.
She's gonna electrocute herself.
Yeah.
I have ADHD. I'm able to multitask.
Jasmine be fucking and finishing a Rubik's Cube at the same time.
Y'all are way too overstimulated, man. Y'all need to chill out.
Your sex toys are tagging each other in. All right, it's my turn.
They gotta get put back on the charger. Be tired.
That's how she be telling them. Shut up before I put you back on the charger. Like, you want in on this or nah?
Her electric bill is $400,000 a month.
That's what's behind here. It's all sex toys. That's
why you're hiding in that cheese grater, because it's just a dildo dungeon behind you.
She got different length dildos on the wall like they're swords.
She in her sex dungeon.
A sword handle and a dildo is crazy work, Jasmine. That's
you said a sword handle?
Yeah.
Excalibur.
She's got three musketeers out this hole.
She pulled it out of ancient rock. Hey, Jasmine, do you have a favorite?
Crazy.
Yes.
She looked up.
There's this one I've had for like 5-6 years. It's just like, it's got like a little curve. It's called the G-spot stimulator. And it's just like a hard plastic with a little doop. And it's just, you know, it just knocks on the door and it knows what it's doing. So
I have that one.
You're like a walk-in microwave.
I'm not gonna do
that. There is no radiation.
I am not standing in front of you ever again. You are fucking diabolical.
Lulu knows something we don't know about these toys. It's a lot.
Lulu talking like she ain't freaky enough. She not freaky too. That Lulu, stop the cat.
But I don't do shit like that. I don't do different shit. You know what I'm saying? I
Lulu making her Lulu make her niggas dress up like a caddy and carry her golf around.
Not bag your pants out this bitch.
Give me the 9 wood.
Just put on a Tim's and like a cowboy hat or something. It should be
Tim's
nice.
And a cowboy
like,
hat.
It's like a nice little balance. It's like Southern thugs, like on the corner of this pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's like
on the corner of this pussy.
Yeah, chopped cheese in the ass. Like, it's a little different.
Act like you passing out flyers when I'm
Tim's in the cowboy hat. So funny.
Have y'all ever made like a mold of your genitalia for somebody?
I plan on
Made of what?
They got
a plan on it.
You can order it off of Amazon right now.
You see, I have one. I can give it to you.
I don't know.
Nobody's done it, but I have one.
Is he going to put it on his shelf?
I wanted it in the Smithsonian.
No, not I have the kit. I don't have one that somebody made. I have the kit. It's called Clone a Willy.
Why do you have the kit?
Somebody gave it to me and I just haven't.
Is there a clone a kitty? Like you put it up in yourself and it
They have those two, but I'm not doing that. But I had one for a dude.
Nah, man. Nah,
it's clone a Willy and it comes with a little vibrator that you can put in there. But it's a whole process because first you got to get them hard. Then they got to sit in the clay for however much minutes. Then it's some other shit.
What if you go soft while it's forming?
Yeah, I was just saying, my dick got ADHD. If he not being active, that nigga going to drift off to something else now.
And then the mold is going to be not your best work. And you're going to be like, but I was sitting there for an hour. I'm sorry.
You got to get stimulated. Have somebody kiss you or suck your nipples while you got the...
I feel like one of you should take this mold and try it.
I'd be scared. No, don't take Vanessa's mold because your dick is gonna end up with them shot glasses behind.
Keep it. I don't want to hear dick.
Don't you? You're gonna have to hear his dick right there in between.
I ain't doing it. Send it back. Let me judge.
No, it's gonna say Maria's bachelorette party, and then it's red. No.
Let's just all send
dick cake on display.
I'd rather send my dick pics in to the people on Instagram, not Instagram, but you OnlyFans, and have them judge it or rate it.
Oh my God.
I wish, they be charging you know people. You know, they charge people to rate their dick. Like they'll rate your dick for you, but they're charging for
Naked Attraction.
Is that the one that was on HBO when the people were naked doing the whole game show?
That's but that was across the pond, right? Wasn't it? It was a British show.
It's mad funny.
Yeah, I watched it.
It's on HBO Max. I think you should go on that show.
Hey, they be showing everything. Like shaved, unshaven. Like it's just...
They're on like season five or some shit.
Yeah. Damn. They took over one episode. I think it's because one dude had a micro penis and it was bad. It was like
why would he go on there?
It was like this.
Like just like a big clit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was proud. He was
you know they got dick extensions?
Mm-hmm. I've seen
what
this
is on that?
You can put it on the end of your penis and it gives you like an extra 2 inches or something.
How do you put it on?
It just goes on top. Like a fucking dick hat.
Doesn't that fuck with your sensories?
It has to.
I mean, yeah, but you still can feel it on the shaft. You just won't feel it on the mushroom tip.
But then how does it stay on?
I think it's like a silicone thing. Like it's kind of just grippy.
It got little snaps like a bodysuit. Snap it to the side.
You gotta tie a twist tie around it, like a bread tie. You gotta tie that around it.
It's just cosmetic. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, we can't fuck. It's just to look at.
There's something beautiful about that. Like you kind of, as a couple, you both unravel. You take your lashes off. You take his dick off. You know, you're just like, you're really with each other.
You ain't fucking my lashes. You ain't fucking my lashes, okay?
That is, yeah, because by the time you naked, it's too late. You can't just take it off right then and there.
Yeah, if you come in this house and take your dick off, it's a problem.
Just the head of the dick. You just taking the tip off.
No, nigga.
There you take the dick off.
See, that's where a man could be like, just the tip, and I'd be like, sure. You know?
Yeah. Give it to me. I'll just go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
You can take it. They dips off like bras. It's just,
they come out the bathroom with a bonnet on their dick. Like I just took my dick off.
I'm not going back out.
I'm going to sleep. I just took my dick off.
I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. Like, did you leave your dick on the table? Put your dick up when you're done with it.
Put it in the cage. Shit.
Damn.
Put your dick up when you're done with it. It's crazy, nigga. All right, let's put it to a vote, man.
We forgot the topic.
Have all your secrets exposed versus start a new life.
Secrets exposed.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay. All right, unanimous on the secrets exposed. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day we have. Would you rather spend a week with a crying baby versus
whatever the next one is.
Yeah.
versus a person who complains all the time.
Complains,
hands down.
Before y'all say that, remember that a crying baby ain't gonna be crying 24 hours a day, right? They just cry more than regular babies, but they're not crying 24 hours a day.
So are they not complaining 24 hours a day?
Oh, this person can complain whenever, like whenever you're around them, this person can complain. Because crying takes more effort. It takes more energy. You tuck yourself out. Complaining, oh man, I'm never going to find somebody.
There's something about a crying baby that works my soul. Like,
I hate it.
Oh,
I think it's because we can't figure out. We don't know what's wrong. Like, at least with a complaining person, you know what's bothering them. They're going to tell you every 5 minutes. But a crying baby, all you can do is guess and hope. Like, check the diaper, try to feed them, and try to rock them to sleep. You don't know.
Or even kids that ain't babies. Like, y'all ever been in public and a kid just starts screaming, like, at the top of their lungs for no reason? Like,
if they're not special needs, that pisses me off. Because, like, you know words. Say words. Stop all that damn crying and say words.
I mean, it would probably piss me off if it was special needs, too. I mean, there would be a little bit of
leniency. Views expressed by Patrick do not reflect
leniency and grace, but it's still a scream. You can't just act like, oh, it's a special needs scream. This doesn't bother me at all. Let's be real. Like, it's still a scream. You just, like, give them more patience.
You're right.
It's a special needs scream. Calm down, mister.
It's not like it doesn't annoy you.
Now, a crying baby needs you to survive. You got to wipe a crying baby's ass. You got to hold on to a crying baby. You got to feed a crying baby. At least a complaining adult. Also, as a bitch who complains, I think me and this person are going to find some common ground half the time.
You be complaining.
I do.
Be complaining.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so you just in good company.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather. Birds of a feather.
Bitch who complains, let me just say.
Because I cannot, it's such an energy suck. Like, you're a grown ass person. It's such an energy suck to be around complainers all the
baby
time.
Baby crying ain't an energy suck?
Like, what is my relationship with the complainer? Like,
they just around you. Like y'all got to spend 24 hours together. Y'all taking a long flight, and then y'all got to catch a cab, the same cab, to the hotel. So they sitting right next to you.
Headphones.
We'll find something.
You ain't got headphones, Pat.
I just have to make it fun. I love to. Honestly, I like to complain. You know what? Give me a good Yelp review.
You grabbed your drink when you said that.
I've been a black player like for a long time. Just...
The way she did grab it, though, she's like, honestly... I like it.
She's like, I kind of fuck with this option.
Drink a candle.
24 hours of just complain-a-thon? Hell yeah.
Jasmine be intentionally going to fucked up places just so she can leave a bad Yelp review.
I do.
She go to the bad Yelp places. Yeah, like, they got one star, I'm on the way.
I do like to publicly restructure an event. Like, that gives me a high. Like, one time I was at a buffet, and the buffet was disorganized. And so I went somewhere and I said, hey, if you split up these plates, we can get two lines going and get everyone through twice as fast. So I'm going to go ahead and move half these plates. And I felt great. Like, the rest of the day, I was like, I saved Mother's Day.
Wait,
like,
they let you do that?
Yes.
Jasmine, what kind of dump was this?
Jasmine, which one of your parents are white, Jasmine?
What kind of dump was this restaurant?
I'm fully black. Don't you dare.
I'm fully black. Don't you dare.
Are you really?
Yes. Yeah. Is everyone else mixed in this cauldron? No, I have two black parents.
No, I'm a full nigga. I thought you were. I did think you was cut with something. I don't know if it was.
I'm cut with something.
Cut with something.
Cut like baby powder.
You said you thought she was stepped on.
I just thought she. But I didn't think you weren't black. I just thought you was cut with something, but like an ambiguous something. I didn't think it was like.
First of all, Vanessa, I'm darker than you. I am darker than you.
It was a subtle scratch in the back of the head.
What we're not going to do is be here in the middle of the lights and the darks and fight amongst ourselves.
No.
You're not going to fight amongst ourselves.
Look here, honey latte. All right. I'm darker than you. How dare you? I think I'm the second darkest. No, I'm darker than I'm the darkest person on this podcast.
Girl,
what are you looking at?
Exactly.
I just saw you yesterday. You is not dark at all. There's nothing dark about you.
Thank you.
Oh,
you are light. You is light.
No, I am not.
Like, you is light.
She's not light. She got a little color on her.
She's in the middle with me.
Yeah.
She's in the middle.
She lighter than me.
You think so?
You turned the lights off? You turned the lights off. This is real mixed behavior, Jasmine.
Now, Lulu, I'm with you when you're right.
I've been trying to fight these mixed allegations for a long time. Ever since I came to LA, everybody...
I got receipts.
Which one of your parents is white is so blasphemous and cruel. And honestly, I feel so bullied. I'm going to complain to All Deaf Digital. Oh. Like, I am going to call myself another.
So you are mixed with white.
Did
you ask to speak to our manager?
Yes. Who's in charge? You said Keenan something?
This Keenan is not whom? Okay.
Keenan whom? Keenan?
You see the way she responded to Vanessa? She was like, I am all black.
Black and me. And I didn't even say it was a white parent. I just said cut with something. It could have been anything.
Cut with
I thought it was
your parents is white and that hurt. Okay.
I thought you were mixed with like a Latina.
But
are you drinking?
Here's the thing. Tahir was hurtful because he said you had a white parent. And then I got all the shots. I got the shrapnel.
Because you said cut with something. Like I was a
weaker type of white. That could be Dominican. That could be Cuban. That could be something. That could be red dot. It could be
red dot things.
Cut with something is crazy. I've never heard somebody refer to
cocaine.
Someone with freckles and pink nipples asked if I had a white parent. I wasn't expecting that today.
First of all, I am cut with something. I mean, it ain't immediate, but like two generations.
Pippi Longstockings asked me if I was mixed. Pippi Longstocking. Strawberry Shortcake asked me if I was mixed.
Google Pippi Longstocking, Patrick.
Damn,
are we still talking about Tahir?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the original Pippi Longstocking, though, from the 80s.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's what we're doing now.
Okay, that's real quick.
Funny.
And then I'll get off of me real quick. My parents are both from Louisiana. Okay. But mom's, we're black and Creole, but it's everybody's black. They're just yellow adjacent. So I guess
we believed you.
Yes.
It was just a joke. Nobody doubted it. We were just poking fun, Jasmine.
She's gonna send y'all all emails after this, just so you know.
No, I'm gonna start doing spoken word poetry. I've never been black enough for the squad cats. I've never been white enough for the Yelp reviews. I've always felt used and abused. Like
and on the day,
first of all,
on the day she wearing her support black woman shirt, this is how y'all treat her. That's crazy.
You be grabbing niggas by their shirt collar. Shut up. You don't got no way.
That's a lot of merch trying to prove you're a black woman.
Rachel Dolezal was wearing dashikis every goddamn day. You understand me?
She got a shirt, a mug. You in a black basket.
Dude, she's going to say, look, I got a black husband. I know I got black friends. Okay.
And y'all know I don't have a black husband. You knew that. You knew that was pointed.
I didn't know you have a white husband?
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I didn't know that. I thought you had a black husband. I mean, it fits that you have a white husband. I understand that even more now.
Plenty of niggas do that.
Thing you can do.
Reverse NBA'd it.
That was the blackest side to you.
go get you a white person.
Everybody shut up. We all shut up. Oh, she black for real. That's crazy.
I need another drink, baby.
That's the blackest thing you'd have said all goddamn day.
I should have known he was white by the way you were telling him to get you drinks.
He comes in with a shirt, married to black woman.
All right, well, shit, man. Let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with?
No, I think
Brian
she's black.
Baby for a week or the right, right. For a week.
I think she's black too.
Forgot the vote.
This is why I'm on antidepressants. Because people treat me so fucking bad. I'm so tired, y'all.
Oh man, girl, you was crying earlier talking about I'll be lifting up these dudes' ankles when I be fucking.
Well, My comedy album Black Girl Panic comes out October 18th. It's about my experiences as a Black woman. Make sure you listen it to all streaming platforms.
Just change your special to Rachel Dozo.
I've never known how to say a last name. I don't even
know. Dolezal. You know what's crazy? If someone was braiding her hair, I think about that all the time. Somebody was braiding this white woman's hair and not telling her secrets. And that's crazy to me.
You think it was a Black woman braiding it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was it fire? I don't even remember.
She had the tip with.
She had some solid box braids.
Yeah, she had some box braids.
Oh, that was an interesting chapter.
It was.
I don't even know why she got famous. Who is she?
She's a white lady who impersonated Black people. Like, right. Well, the thing is, how she was able to get away with it is she impersonated being mixed. So no one questioned her on it.
How'd she get famous?
The problem is that she got really involved. Yeah, she was really involved with the NAACP. And then her parents were like, but we're both white.
her parents outed her on TV.
She was a spy.
her parents outed her, and they had adopted this little Black boy, and she was running around with him. She was like, "But we're German. I don't.
But we're both white. This is hilarious."
The crazy thing is, she's still living as a Black woman. She calls herself transracial, like, and like speaks that. On. I think she gets paid. She's the only.
Yeah, it ain't nothing on that though. It's really just swimsuits and shit like that, and her working out.
Is she showing
how pink it is? So everybody's... Are you subscribed? No, wait, I can do an OnlyFans? Yeah, I subscribe. Just working out?
I definitely subscribe, went scroll through, and then unsubscribe. You got that one little month out of me, but it was one of those joints.
It said ebony porn.
You know
Black
what?
Woman.
I'm getting the OnlyFans.
Do it.
I'm sick of people having OnlyFans when they ain't doing the OnlyFans shit.
What you gonna do?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe I'll do an OnlyFans just to get through all these shot glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I could just suggest that. You can make a video explaining like the story behind each one. That'd be funny.
Somebody gonna say, put your nipple in the shot glass.
Real talk, because OnlyFans is doing this thing where they like work with comedians. And so I got like on there to post stand-up. And it was funny because they post my pictures. First day, I get like 200 followers. And then I'm like, hey guys, this is a not nude, no nakedness, only comedy, OnlyFans. I started losing followers.
People was like,
no, you gotta trick them in the thing. So like, if I do the shot glass, I gotta put something like swallow.
No, call it back shots.
Back shots.
Back shots with
back shots.
You gonna take shots of shot after shot glasses?
Yeah, I got like, I think he was gone. I have like 200 and some shot glasses. I collect them. That's what's back here.
All right, but what you was gone? Pour alcohol and take shots out of
them? Yep. Yeah.
Take a shot, tell a story, 1 minute content. You do 200 of those, put them between a $10 paywall.
You're going to make $10. Let's get it. We finna take over the internet.
$10
You're going to get $10.
My problem is there's several reasons I've never gotten an OnlyFans, but here's the thing. Like, I think I got impressive titties, but what if I put my titties on the OnlyFans and I only make $10? I don't think these are $10 titties, but my self-esteem...
Only one way to find out.
My self-esteem cannot take the risk. Because if I get that bitch and I'm looking at my account, it's like $3, and I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go kill myself.
I can't be posting their whole ass on Instagram, because I'm like, if I don't get a lot of likes on my ass picture, like, I'm gonna be heartbroken.
Yes,
my ego can't take that, so I'll just keep that to myself.
I just put it to a vote, man. We going with this crying baby, going with this complainer. Because even with the headphones on, you might still hear the baby, but the headphones for the most part to block out the complainer. So
I thought no headphones.
I mean, even if you did have headphones, you can't use the headphones with the baby. But even if you did, it wouldn't help with the baby at all.
Complainer.
Not even the noise canceling? Mine be drowning out baby sounds.
You think so? Like right next to you? If a baby was right next to you?
Oh, I've never had that happen.
Because if it was 24 hours, I would go with the baby. But you said a whole week, so I'll go with the complainer.
Mm. Oh, you said a whole day.
No, it's a whole week.
It was a week. It was a week initially. I just said day right there. I misspoke, but it's supposed to be a week.
A week is a long time with a crying baby.
You hear me? All right, is this unanimous with complainer? Unanimous?
Unanimous.
All right, man. We want to thank our special guests for pulling up today, Vanessa Gredick, Jasmine Ellis. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
That was funny as shit.